How about this? You like when I do that, Thorne. How about this? The NBA and network executives finalized contracts that will make NBC and Amazon Prime Video new partners while maintaining ABC ESPN as the home of the NBA Finals under agreements that will extend for 11 seasons and be worth $76 billion.
Jeez.
This is according to executives with direct knowledge of the deals. This needs to be approved, but that portion of it, the Board of Governors, it seems like a formality. And the gist of this is there's going to be Tuesday night games on Peacock. There's going to be games on Amazon Prime. And what the NBA is trying to do here is go a little NFL style, where they're going to try to claim as many days and put primetime live sports programming as they possibly can. And I wonder how this lands on people. You know, I don't know here in town, NBA, that moves the needle necessarily. For a lot of people, it does in town, but not so much as like in other places or like in Cleveland, for example, where they've got a team. But this is the way it's going for everything.
Yeah.
And you better not rail against it. You better just buckle up and accept it. Because some of the best games in any sport that you want to watch, like you had L.A. Dodgers against the Yankees on Apple TV the other day. If you want the best games, you're going to have to wind up shelling out extra cash. And it sucks, but that's the way it is now, man.
Isn't the Steelers game on Christmas on like Netflix or something?
Yes, it is.
So
now I do think locally those games will still, they get bid on, my understanding is.
Yeah, but it's Christmas. I mean, for a day like that, and you're not even a Steeler fan, but you're going to want to watch football, you're going to have a Netflix subscription to watch Kansas City Chiefs, I guess, right? Yeah, Kansas City Chiefs play the Steelers.
Yeah, and you can't really cheat the system anymore with Netflix.
No.
You need multiple subscriptions. Like, it used to be you could have a bunch of people watching and sharing the same Netflix accounts, and they got wise to it, as is their right, and I understand that. They're in a business of making money. But you're right about that. You want to watch the best games on holidays, and you're going to need a subscription to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that that sucks. It really sucks from a disposable income standpoint. People pour a lot of their hard-earned money into how they want to consume sports and jersey sales and merchandise and all of that. And now, add another thing to the list.
I mean, you think about holidays, and it's funny, but it's not funny at the same time. Like, there's a lot of people who go to their grandparents' house on holidays and Christmas that their grandparents aren't going to have Netflix. So what do you do? Like, I mean, it's funny, but like at the same time, it's like, oh, we have to have dinner at, you know, Grandma Mary's house. The Steeler game's on at 4. I'm not going to be able to watch the Steeler game.
Yeah.
I have to watch it on my phone. I have to sit there. But because Grandma doesn't have Netflix, I have to download it. You have to do all these different things. Like,
Grandma's still got the bunny ears on top.
Right.
I had a solution one Thanksgiving because we had it at the Green Tree Fire Hall. Great place. And they have a projector screen there. So what I did is I brought one of those, like the little sticks that you plug into. Like,
yeah, like a fire stick.
Yeah. So, and we, I casted the game from my computer, not the Steeler game, but they were, you know, the games on Thanksgiving, cast them onto that device.
But you have to get the stick.
Yeah, and but you have like, to have a TV that's compatible, and Granny might not.
You'd be surprised that, even my grandpa has a.
But now we're talking
TV.
About.
Look at all you had to do just to watch a
exactly.
game.
Exactly.
You had to do all that just to watch a game.
It was a fun process for me.
And here,
okay, that's you. Be quiet.
But here's the other thing, though. Like, I don't begrudge the NBA. I don't begrudge the NHL. I don't begrudge any of these sports leagues, college football. They're in the business of making money. They are. It's why you're going to expand the NCAA tournament. It's why they expand the college football playoff. It's all for money. And understand. But as we're seeing with this lawsuit going on with the NFL, it's never, ever been about the fan.
No.
It's never, ever been about accessibility. And with the NFL in particular, we are talking about a behemoth that makes money hand over fist, and we all will do whatever they want. They say jump, we say how high. Not before. In the history of humanity, has there been something that everyone wants that could give less crap about the people who are demanding that product.
Yeah.
Than the NFL, and we're seeing it with the NBA. The NBA ratings haven't been actually super high the last year or so. And yet they 11 years, $76 billion. I don't know what's going to happen. I think one day we're going to see the Super Bowl on pay-per-view or something yes. like that.
Yep.
And you're going to have to pull together, and it's going to be
one of these streams,
bucks.
They're going to bid. And it's either it's going to be Peacock, it's going to be Amazon Prime, it's going to be Netflix, it's going to be HBO Max, and they're going to do a bidding process as they do for like the Sunday night games and the networks. And it's going to be like, all right, who gets the Super Bowl? Charge $60. Bang.
Yep.
I mean, that's right around the corner.
It is. It is. I heard John Skipper, the former CEO of ESPN, I've brought this up before, said that they had discussed it, not like formally, but they had discussed that it's just a fait accompli. Okay. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And you see how well these UFC fights do, and we're not even talking about the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. So it's all going that way. And I just said, well, we don't need to bitch against it. You might as well accept it. Well, we can do a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B because it's tough. And I know, like we've talked about this, the process of cord cutting and getting away from cable, like as a cost saving measure, because there's so many stations you don't watch. When it's all said and done, you wind up spending more than with cable.
Yes,
because you got to put it all together.
Yes,
ESPN Plus and.
But Fubo.
Fubo.
Like I had to watch Fubo. I have YouTube TV, but I had to get Fubo just so I could watch AT&T and Sportsnet.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have that app. So, I mean, I still have to pay for an app on top of YouTube TV because I need like regular TV stations.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's nuts.
They got us.
They got us. They got us. And there's nothing we can do about it. And I mean, guess you can go to a bar. When I ain't going to a bar, and you're spending money at the bar. I don't want to spend $10 a month for ESPN Plus to watch the games I want to watch. I'm going to go to a bar instead. Well, what do you think you're going to do there? You're going to wind up spending money on beer, on food.
Chicken wings, yes.
You know what? It stimulates the economy. Good on you, NFL.
Uh-huh.
Way to go, NBA.